This is a guided body scan. In this meditation, we will be taking a tour of the body, focusing attention on sensations that arise with moment-to-moment awareness, while at the same time bringing a kind welcome to whatever may be present. You're invited to be with the body as much as possible, and at the same time to notice the activity of the mind as you go along, and then returning to body awareness when you find that your focus has wandered. Making the time to practice the body scan offers you a time to be with yourself, for yourself, as fully as possible, and in being this way becomes a powerful tool for enhancing our health and well-being. With this practice, our attention becomes stronger, more flexible, and allows us to actively cultivate openness and curiosity, welcoming in our own experiences. See if it's possible to enter into this practice open to whatever is here, willing to see things as they are with a kind friendliness, and letting go of the need to change anything or make something happen, including the desire to achieve any particular state, even relaxation. In this practice, you're invited to engage in the experience of bringing awareness to your body just as it is, without changing anything, with gentleness and with sensitivity. During this practice, you may find areas of your body that you wish were different. Perhaps areas of your body that are painful or that might hold emotions that are challenging for you. Simply by being aware of all sensations, even the ones that are difficult, we can recognize and acknowledge what is here as it is right now. Since whatever is happening now is just happening, we can practice not fighting or resisting, but rather acknowledging and accepting the life that is making itself known moment to moment. Seeing clearly that things are just as they are, with as much kindness and friendliness, can be a great gift to ourselves. And often, over time, when we offer the sensitive attention to our actual experience, we find things shifting, changing, sometimes even dissolving through no effort of our own. And so, whether a sensation is pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, or perhaps if there are no detectable sensations at all, it's the quality of attention and the sincerity that you bring to this practice that is most important. And so now going ahead and finding a comfortable position for yourself. While the body scan is typically practiced lying down on a firm surface, any posture that's comfortable for you and supportive of a wakeful quality is fine. Feel free to incorporate blankets for temperature control or pillows for comfort, under the knees or maybe to support your head if necessary. Establishing a position that facilitates falling awake. If lying down is comfortable for you, then the legs should be outstretched and uncrossed, the toes gently falling away from one another, the arms resting to your side with the palms slightly facing upward, and again, only if this is comfortable for you. I'm beginning to feel now the presence of your body resting here. And then turning your attention to the fact that you're breathing. Being fully present to the sensations of the breath as it enters and as it exits the body. To the rise and the fall of the chest and belly with each in-breath and each out-breath. Each out-breath offering us an opportunity to let go not only of the breath, but to any unnecessary muscle tension, to fully release the weight of the body into the surface that you're resting on. With each out-breath, an intentional softening. Maybe noticing now the air right as it meets the nostrils, the coolness of the air as it enters the nasal cavity. Or noticing as the ribs gently glide out to make room for the breath, and then gently glide back in as the breath is released. Sensing into the nourishment the body is receiving through this action of breathing. When you notice that the mind has wandered from the sensations of the breath, this is not a problem. But with gentleness and a bit of firmness, simply coming back to what is actually happening right now with this breath. Is it long or short? Thin or full? You might even find that it's helpful to stabilize your attention on the breath by placing your hands on top of your belly in order to bring awareness to the full cycle of each breath. Really, there's no need to change anything about your breath. Just coming to know exactly as things are for you right now. If at any time during this practice a sensation becomes too intense or an emotion arises that feels too much, know that you can return to the breath as a respite and use it as an anchor, a trustworthy home base for your attention to rest for a while. And then after a few moments with the breath, whenever you're ready, you can come back to wherever the guidance is at that moment and continue with the body scan. And so shifting and directing your attention now from the breath all the way down your left leg, through the left ankle to the left foot. And allowing your attention to rest here for a moment as you begin to bring awareness to sensations that may be felt here. Noticing the contact the heel is making with the floor. Sensing into the touch and pressure, hardness or softness of the surface. And then shifting your attention to the entire bottom or the sole of the left foot, to the thick and calloused base of the heel, to the soft arch and the balls of the foot, bringing awareness to sensations along the whole sole of the foot as you slowly and gently scan this region of the body. Maybe there's the feeling of a sock touching against the skin here, or sensations of the air if the skin is open, a warmth or a coolness, tingling, numbness, maybe a pulsing sensation. Just present to whatever you may be feeling just as it is, and doing your best to be with things exactly as you find them, without needing to feel anything in particular. And so now moving upwards towards the bottom of the toes, guiding your attention to the top of the toes, the tips, between the toes themselves. Maybe being able to sense into the presence of the left big toe, the left little toe. Perhaps there's no detectable sensation at all here, and simply noticing what it's like to feel nothing without judgment. And continuing to guide your attention now over the toes to the top region of the left foot, the area of the skin. Or perhaps allowing your attention to penetrate a bit deeper into the sensations within the structure of the foot, the density here, tissue, small bones, ligaments and tendons. Continuing to travel down to the left ankle. Maybe sensations deep within the ankle joint. And then with awareness, slowly circling the left ankle joint with your attention and doing so if possible without moving the left foot. Beginning to scan the inner part of the left ankle, the large bone here, the back where the fiber of the Achilles tendon meets the back of the heel, the outer portion, the top. Our attention is much like the warm glow of a searchlight, not too tight or forced or tense. Instead, gently illuminating and softly touching what's here to be known as we move through each region of the body. And so now, allowing the breath to be received by the entire left foot and ankle. Feeling the nourishment of the breath fill this entire region. And then visualizing on the out breath as if the breath is being released all the way from the left foot and ankle out the nose. And as you release the breath, going ahead and releasing tension here. Beginning to let go of any sensations as we guide our attention now up to the left lower leg, between the left knee and the left ankle. Taking a moment for this connection to be made. Feeling the touch of the left calf against the surface. Pressure. Deeper within the calf muscle, the left shin, clothing touching this area, pulsing, temperature maybe, whatever's here, just noticing. I'm breathing in to the left lower leg. And breathing out from the left lower leg, gradually allowing sensations in their own time to melt away as you guide your attention to the left knee. Letting your attention rest here. Noticing if there happen to be sensations deeper within the left knee joint. Waking up to sensations of the left kneecap, inner part of the left knee, the fold, the bend in the back of the knee and the outer part of the knee. Maybe a tugging or pulling, or even discomfort. Simply doing your best to be with each sensation is simply a sensation as you investigate and explore what is here. And so continuing to shift your attention now up to the left upper leg, between the left knee and hip. The weight and density of this part of the body. Feeling the heaviness and touch of the left upper leg against the surface, the pressure. Feeling the presence of the left thigh. Large muscles that work for us all day and maybe a feeling of fatigue, throbbing, tension. Guiding your attention to the inner part of the left thigh between the legs. the outer part of the left thigh. It might be possible, perhaps, perceiving the position of the long bone here, following its length right to where the bone meets the left hip joint. And then allowing your attention to settle here as you explore sensations of the left joint of the hip. And so allowing the breath to be received by the left upper leg. And as you release the breath, maybe offering a softening as you let go of any tension here. And so going ahead and broadening your attention and including the entire left leg, the left leg from the region of the hip all the way down to the tips of the left toes. As you breathe in, filling the entire left leg with the nourishment, sustenance of the breath. Feeling it inhabit the entire left leg. Tingling, coming to life, and on the out-breath, releasing the breath, and going ahead and releasing the weight of the left leg and any tension here into the surface. Gradually allowing these sensations to begin to dissolve here as you cross over the hip joints and guide your attention now all the way down the right leg through the right ankle to rest with the right foot. Noticing sensations that gradually emerge and arise here in the right foot. And then narrowing in your attention to the heel. Beginning to feel the contact and the pressure of the right heel against the surface. Moving your attention to the back, to the sole of the right foot. The base of the heel. Moving up to the arch, the balls of the toes, the bottom part of the toes themselves, and then holding an awareness, sensations that can be felt throughout the entire right sole of the foot. And then moving your attention now up to the tips of the right toes. Seeing what is here for you. The big toe, the little toe, the touch of a sock or temperature. Continuing to the top of the right foot. Bringing awareness to the skin on the outer part of this region. And then allowing your attention to penetrate here. Deeper into the structure of the right foot. Density here in the tissues, the bone. Continuing to guide your attention to the right ankle joint. Feeling that part of your anatomy become animated with life, with this intimate touch of your attention. As you begin to gently scan and circle the right ankle joint with your attention. And so allowing the breath now to be received by the entire right foot and ankle. Feeling it fill this region of the body. And then on the out-breath, offering a softening here, releasing any tension that may be present in the right foot and ankle, and beginning to gradually release your awareness of sensations in its own time as you guide your attention now to the right lower leg. Feeling the touch of the right calf against the surface, the level of the skin, the shin, tissues, circulation, the bone. Maybe a tingling or felt sense of temperature or nothing at all, which is just fine. Just bringing awareness to whatever shows up for you here. And then guiding your attention up to the right knee, the kneecap, awareness of the inner part of the right knee and the fold and bend behind the leg, the right leg, and then the outer part of the right knee. Maybe sensations deeper within this joint. Being with each sensation and the purity, the sensory experience here. Noticing maybe if an emotional or felt sense or an emotional tone is starting to intermingle with the actual sensory experience. Just noticing. And then going ahead and continuing to move your attention up to the right upper leg. The heaviness, the weight, the density of this part of our anatomy, feeling of fatigue, tension, a pulling, a throbbing, the touch of fabric, noticing the contact that the back of the right thigh has with the surface, the inner part of this right upper leg between the legs, the top, where the large muscle of the quadriceps rest, the outer portion. It's breathing in awareness to the right upper leg, and on the out-breath, releasing any tension here, softening. Following the long bone deep within the right upper leg all the way up to where it meets the right hip joint, the hip socket. Taking a moment to scan and explore sensations that may be felt here. And then broadening your attention. With the next in-breath, feeling the breath fill the entire right leg from the right hip down the right upper leg, knee, lower leg, ankle, and foot to the tips of the right toes. Breathing in awareness of the right leg in its entirety. And on the out-breath, releasing the weight of the right leg and any unnecessary muscle tension into the surface beneath. As the sensations begin to drift and melt away, guiding your attention now up to the region of the pelvic bowl, this area between the hip joints on top, the soft skin between the hip bones, the skin on the outer part of the hips that lead to the buttocks, and then in the back region, the bony structure touching down and the weight and pressure here. This is the region of our genitals and our anal region. Maybe sensing in deep, you know, a bit deeper into this cavity. Or seeing what sensations are here at the level of the skin. Feeling the touch of the breath as it's received and released by the pelvic bowl. And then on the out-breath, moving your attention to the lower back, just above the sacrum, this curvature of the spine in our low back, our lumbar curve. Feeling the strong muscles on either side of the spinal cord, the vertebral column. Perhaps there's a bit of asymmetry here, more tension or a stronger sensation on the right or the left. Is it possible to feel the actual vertebra themselves? A region where we carry much tension or pain, sometimes discomfort. Doing our best to simply investigate and explore each sensation here. Seeing what is here to be known just as it is. And on the next out-breath, a softening as you guide your attention up the region of the back to the mid-back, the upper back where the shoulder blades are resting and starting to sense into the pressure here against the surface. The pressure as it builds with the in-breath. Maybe a sensation of the shoulder blades actually moving and gliding as they broaden with the in-breath. And on the out-breath, feeling that pressure in this upper region of the back begin to release and soften. Another area often between the shoulder blades, those large muscles that protect the spine. Common area to carry strong sensations of tension and maybe some asymmetry. And so just investigating, discovering for yourself without trying to fix anything or change anything. On the out-breath, a softening, a letting go of tension if possible. As you move your attention now back to the front of the torso, to the region of the belly and the waist, sensing into the movement here, this rise of the belly with the in-breath, maybe a pulling of clothing with that pressure and tension that's being built, and then this release, the belly as it falls back down towards the spine. Moving upwards to the mid part of the torso and the upper part where the chest, the collarbone, breasts lie, the region of the heart and the lungs that the rib cage is protecting. And feeling the touch of the breath here, the pressure against the chest cavity. The side region of this part of the torso, the widening and narrowing as the ribs glide open and closed. Maybe it's possible to feel the circulation, the beating of the heart. And perhaps not in this moment. Just simply recognizing that as each in-breath is received, that this oxygen is being distributed by the heart, the circulation, spreading this nourishment throughout the body and then gathering the waste products and being released by the out-breath. There's a lot of purification going on in this region of the body. And so broadening your attention, bringing awareness to the entire torso from the pelvic bowl, the front, back, sides of the torso. Feeling the breath inhabit and fill and expand and widen this region. And then feeling this entire area caving in as the breath is released. As you move your attention up to the shoulders, feeling the movement of the shoulders gliding up with the in-breath and just subtly, just a touch of gliding down with the out-breath. Guiding your attention now down both the right arm and the left arm together, all the way down the arms until you reach the hands. The right hand and the left hand, resting your attention here, gradually waking up to the experience and the presence of your hands, the positioning, the touch and pressure where the hands are resting against the surface, and the position of the fingers themselves on either side, the presence of the thumb, and that U-shaped curve that meets the first digit. the space between the fingers and finding with your inner eye the pinky. Feeling the fingernails and the knuckles, the palms of the hands, the back of the hands, probably open to the air, maybe, or perhaps there is a blanket or fabric, the touch of temperature, fabric, or air caressing the skin here. Allowing your attention to penetrate and feeling the density, the small, tiny bones, tissues, also small ligaments, tendons here. Breathing in awareness, allowing the breath to fill the hands. And on the out-breath, releasing the breath, the weight of the hands into the surface, tension of the fingers, and guiding your attention to the wrists. This delicate skin and delicate bony structure here, and gradually scanning and slowly circling the wrists as you bring awareness to sensations beneath the thumb and maybe just beneath the palm of the hand, beneath the pinky, the top region of the wrist, deep within this joint, or maybe even a pulsing sensation. Continuing to guide your sensation to the lower arms, the thick tissue of the forearm, sensations deep within this tissue, muscle, and the soft, delicate skin on the inner part of the forearms. Continuing up to the elbows. Maybe or the elbows are touching down, or perhaps they're not. Is there a place of contact and pressure to be noticed? Maybe noticing the angle that the elbows are bent, feeling the bend, the soft fold here between the upper arm and the lower arm, and then continuing up to the upper arms, gradually waking up to the experience here of the upper arms between the elbow and the shoulder, their large muscles, biceps and triceps, touch of fabric or temperature, a tingling maybe. Feeling the long bone here and following it right to where it meets the shoulder joint. And then sensing into, exploring sensations here in the right and the left shoulder joint itself, this ball and socket joint. Again, feeling the rise and the fall of the shoulders, feeling sensations in the armpit region. And then going ahead and expanding your awareness now, including the entire right arm and left arm from shoulders all the way down to the fingertips, breathing in nourishment, filling the right and left arm in their entirety and feeling their presence, feeling them coming to life. And on the out-breath, a softening, releasing the weight of the arms a bit more into the surface, releasing any tension. As you gradually let go and allow the sensations to dissolve, guiding your attention now up to the neck, the front of the neck, feeling maybe the sensation of swallowing here. The back region, the soft curve of the cervical spine, and those large muscles on either side of the spine that help to hold our head up on the right and the left. The actual vertebra themselves, following them up right to the base of the skull. And then continuing to guide your attention up the back of the scalp to the point where the head is touching either the floor or whatever surface it's resting on, and feeling that pressure, the sensation and quality of pressure here. Continuing to guide your attention up the back of the scalp, almost as if this possibility of feeling into the hair follicles and the hair itself, up to the region of the forehead, right where the scalp meets the forehead, and then noticing sensations of the forehead. Is it tense and furrowed or soft? An invitation to soften this region if you'd like. Continuing down to the eyebrows, the eyelids. What can be seen possibly through the closed eyelids? Shapes, movement, shadows. The eyelashes and the very gentle, soft touch that might be felt against the upper cheek. The eyeballs themselves resting in the socket and allowing them to just be heavy, letting go of tension here. The inner corner of the eyes and following now up the sides of the nose to the tip of the nose. Temperature. The air gently moving across the skin. The coolness of the air against the nostrils, maybe. Or the flaring sensation of the nostrils, right as it greets the breath. And that cool sensation as the air enters the nasal passage. And then guiding your attention outwards to the cheeks. Back to the jaw joint. A lot of movement, talking and eating, and a lot of work being done here. The muscles in this region and the joint. And then continuing to the ears, right where the ears meet the skull, the earlobes, the inner ear. Possible perhaps to feel the vibration of sound against the eardrums. And then continuing down the bottom of the earlobe, following down to the back of the jaw line, and then following the jawline forward to the chin, up to the region of the mouth and the soft skin around the lips. The lips themselves, are they dry or moist, cracked? How does that feel if you were to describe the sensation here? The teeth, tongue, gums, moisture or dryness here. And then let's go ahead and broaden our attention to include the entire neck, head, skull, even the brain. Just allowing the brain to simply be and rest in within this cavity. Feeling the breath fill this region and being released, releasing tension throughout the face and deeper within. And now going ahead and guiding your attention down to include not only the head and neck, but also the entire torso, the chest, sides, belly, pelvic bowl, feeling the breath inhabit this region and be released by this region, and going ahead and including the shoulders and the arms and the hands as the breath fills both the right arm and the left arm, and then including, in addition, the hips all the way down both legs to the tips of the toes. Holding the whole body in awareness now. Resting with the entire body from head to the toes and feeling the breath sweeping through the entire body. feeling the body expanding and growing and receiving the breath almost like a balloon. And as the breath is released from the whole body, allowing for a deep softening, letting the weight of the body melt into the surface. Each breath bringing in fresh energy, nourishment, sustenance, and each out-breath taking away what is no longer needed by the body. Just resting here and being as fully present as possible with the breath, with your body, and with yourself as you are right now. Experiencing the body in its entirety, breath by breath, feeling it inhabit the body and animating it with vital energy. Present to your whole being, complete, just as you are. And so as we come to an end of this practice, perhaps choosing to take a moment here to appreciate yourself for the work that you've done in showing up, in attending to yourself in this way, offering care and kindness in the form of attention, and being with yourself fully, moment to moment, and awake to this experience of being alive.